Did I startle you? Well, I'm just sitting there in my own house, I might add. Where else would I be sitting? You come and go like you own the place. Now sit down over there. I told you to sit down. So sit your ass in that fucking chair and listen to me. That's much better. We've been needing to have a talk for quite some time. You have been a very, very bad boy. You have violated nearly every portion of the contract we signed. You have been disobedient and disrespectful. If this were a violent relationship, you'd have earned many backhands across that filthy mouth of yours. But we agreed that the rough stuff wouldn't be like that. No matter how much you got under my skin. When we first started out, I told you that I don't like brats. I don't play that shit. It's fine if you want to engage in that, but you'll have to find someone else. It's not my gig. Remember? Really? Well, you seem pretty fucking forgetful lately. You haven't done any of the chores I've left for you over the past 2 weeks. You've left your dirty clothes lying all over the house and I've had to pick up after you. You were supposed to be taking care of the household duties. You were supposed to be mistress's little helper. Instead, you've been a self-centered brat. You've helped yourself to my money out of my pocketbook while I'm sleeping. Did you notice that I stopped carrying cash? What are you going to do now? I also froze your credit cards when I got home today. We're going to have to put you on an allowance until you stop pulling this kind of shit. No. You're going to listen. I don't care what kind of defense you're going to try to offer. If there's been any kind of problem, you were supposed to let me know. That was always our arrangement. If you needed something, you should have come to me so I could do something to make sure you're happy. I can tell something's been going on, but you're not cueing me into what's been going on. You're just taking advantage of me and disrespecting me like I'm some sort of prop for your needs and desires. I know you've been spending most of your time hanging out at the Aubrey Plaza. I can tell from the credit card statements. I see the shops you've been buying shit from. Just shut your fucking mouth for once, would you? You have been running your mouth off about how so-and-so did this or that. We were supposed to leave all our shit behind when we come through that door. Dump all my shit from out there on you. No. My life is far from perfect, little man. I just process it better. I used to be able to handle it because I had you. But since you went all bratty on me, it's getting harder and harder for me to deal with that shit because I have to deal with your shit, too. No, I'm not saying those things don't matter. Don't try to twist my words, little man. You're not getting out of this by turning it back on me. You know that I love you and that I want to work through this. If I didn't care about you, I'd just check you the fuck out and be done with it. I'm trying to let you know that I care. That's why I'm so upset about this. You have taken a huge shit all over the contract. We spent so long getting just right. I know it's not a pleasant image. That's the point. this isn't a pleasant situation. You need to recommit or decide that you want out. You can't just come and go from here like we're just roommates. If we're not going to have that special relationship, or any relationship for that matter, then you can't keep coming around. We're not roommates, and this is not your home. Do you understand? You have a place here as my little puppy, but we're not dating. You're not my boyfriend. If you're not my little puppy, I don't want you treating this like a flop house and ATM. I am not your sugar mama. I am your miss. If you don't want that no more, I am sure you know very well what the door is. You certainly use it enough. Oh, did I hit a nerve? So, you're going to cry because I tell you that you can't come and go, but confronting you about all the shit you've been pulling is NBD? Mm-hmm. I see how it is. I think you're telling me all I need to know. You know, it does make me sad. Doesn't matter what you think or believe. This is the truth. I really do love you. It hurts to think I might be losing my little puppy. And it seems you're only worried about losing a crash pad. That really makes me feel cheap. Used. You say you love me. Now, you really need to stop and think about what's been going on. You need to talk to me if you want me to be able to help you. I honestly don't know if we can save what we have. The problem is, I don't know what's been going on with you, so it's impossible for me to know if it's something we can get over or not. I do know that you've been treating me like total shit. You've been sleeping in the guest room and not talking to me very much. When you do talk to me, you're rude and combative. What am I supposed to make of that? You see? That's what I've been trying to tell you. All right. How about we try coming at this from another angle? I did get you something I intended to give you before you started having a hard time, or whatever we're going to call this. Yes, I'm going to give it to you. Just stay there, okay? I'll be right back. Maybe this will help us start over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Open it. Do you like your new collar? I thought you might. Would you like me to put it on you? All right. Come over here and kneel on the floor in front of me, and I'll put it on for you. I know it's heavy. It's a lot of leather and metal. How does it feel? Other than being heavy. This will ensure that you're my good boy now. What do I mean? Well, I've given you a gift, and you haven't even thanked me yet. No. I'll answer your questions once you've been a good little puppy and thanked your mistress. Are you sure that's the approach you want to take? You might want to be a good boy. Makes things so much easier. I am disappointed. But I'm not really surprised. All right. We can do it your way. I told you it would make you sure that you're good. Hey! No.
Do you want another? You don't hit miss unless it's been arranged. It's only a mild shock just to get your attention and remind you that you need to behave. I can adjust the shock so that it hurts, but don't worry. It doesn't go high enough to do any damage. The pain should subside after a few seconds after the shock. How about you not tempt fate? I told you not to hit. Well, don't even pretend you're gonna hit. Now that I have your attention, we need to have a serious talk. Of course, the conversation before was serious. I'm just saying that I know you're paying attention now. You know that I don't like to hurt you. This is not the way I want our relationship to be. I like to be gentle with my good boy. You just haven't been a good boy lately, have you? No, you haven't. You know that makes Miss sad, don't you? Oh, there's my good boy. Can you tell your mistress what's been bothering you? Oh, honey. You should have said something as soon as it started happening. When I told you that you aren't allowed to fight, I meant that you had to stop getting into fights on purpose like you had been. I don't want my good boy getting into trouble. Does this mean you lost your job? You should have told me that all this happened. Wouldn't that have been better than getting all pissy with Miss? Listen, puppy, I always want you to defend yourself, okay? I just wanted you to stop looking for fights. Honey, you are a very big man. You need to understand this. You're strong, and it's very easy for you to hurt other people. You have a big target painted on you to begin with. You don't need to be going looking for trouble. Yes, sweetheart. That's why they've been picking on you. How badly did they hurt my good boy? No, this doesn't mean you're off the hook for how you behaved. It just helps Miss understand it better. Well, I suppose I'll take it into consideration when figuring out your punishment for acting this way. But you still haven't answered my question. How badly did they hurt you? Your chest and legs. Come on, let Miss see what they did. Miss will do what she can to help. Honey, this might actually require medical attention. Your whole left side is purplish blue. Why would you let them do this to you? How often did they hit you, honey? Jesus fucking Christ on a cracker. Did they hit you today? How could you even walk through the door without crying? You should have curled up in a ball with all that. Puppy, you cannot let anyone treat you like this. Do you understand? Shh, shh, shh. No, puppy. I didn't say you were supposed to let people beat on you. I just wanted you to keep out of trouble. Yes, I told you that I didn't want you to hurt anyone, but you're so much more important to me than they are. I don't want anyone to hurt my good boy. Yes, Miss is still mad, but I'm more mad that this abuse happened. honestly, I'm mad at you for letting this happen. I just know I can't take my anger out at you. I have to make myself better understood in the future. Oh, honey, of course I still love you. I can be mad as fuck at you and still love you. It's all right. Just shh, shh, shh. It'll be all right. I do think we need to get you to a doctor, though. You've been taking some pretty bad hits for over 2 weeks now. Hey, shh, shh, shh. Easy now, puppy. You're my good boy. Just settle down. Miss will be with you. I'll tell them that I'm your girlfriend. I'm not that old. Also, I don't care what I said before. We'll say what we have to for Miss to be there with you. I don't think they allow mistresses to accompany patients into the back. Honey, you need to relax. We'll get through this, all right? Would you like Miss to help you relax? I'm sure we can find something to relax you that doesn't take up too much time. We'll get you calmed down a bit before we get you to the doctor. Now, what can we do to relax you? Remove your shorts, good boy. I see you had the good sense to protect these parts. It looks like you're already happy for Miss to see your special place. Half chub. Miss loves puppy's cock. It's always so nice and smooth. And always so eager to see Miss. Oh. You're a growing boy. Look at it swelling as I run my nails along the underside. Does me touching you like this feel good? Oh, this little drop of pre-cum. Is this for Miss? Look at you. Giving Miss what you know she loves. Such a good boy. How about if I use my fingertip to swirl this drop of pre-cum around the underside of your tip? Look at you squirm when I do that. I love making you weak in the knees. You're really starting to give me a lot of that pre-cum. You know how much Miss likes to taste it, don't you? I think I will have a bit of a taste. Just let me lick it off. That is wonderful. My good boy always tastes so wonderful. I think I just need to suck this cock. Should I start with just the head? Or should I just take your whole cock into my mouth? Mm. Holy shit. You feel even bigger and hotter than usual, puppy. I am having a hard time taking all of you into my mouth. I have to use a hand to help. Oh. Mm. Oh. It feels like you're about to come. Go ahead, puppy. Give us your comb. Come for your mistress. Good boy. That's it. That's my good boy. Come for Miss. Come all over Miss's face. Give me that big load you've been storing for weeks. Oh, yes, that's it. Good boy. Good boy. That's a good boy. My good boy tastes so fucking good. You should go get cleaned up, then get dressed. I need to do the same. I'll take you to a friend's clinic. I think we might get seen better and it'll be more discreet. I think we'll be able to work out payment arrangements too. It's the key to your collar. It's probably not a good idea to go to the clinic with that thing on. Yes, puppy? Well, I mean, I guess it's something we could talk about after we're done at the clinic. I'm not seeing anyone else right now, so, I mean, yes, I love you too. Oh, well, yeah, I love you like that too. Since you put it that way, I guess it makes sense for us to be whatever it is that the adults are. I don't really like the terms boyfriend and girlfriend. They make me feel like we're in primary school and sit around holding hands after school. All right. If you like them, then I'm your girlfriend now. What? I'm excited about it. Yes. Very much like school children. Oh, shut up and go get cleaned up. We need to get you seen. I love you too. Quit stalling.